Among the highlights, the orchestra will present the Prometheus Project, a 2-week festival that'll include all 9 Beethoven symphonies. According to Greek myth, Prometheus stole fire from heaven to bring enlightenment to humanity. The myth inspired at least one work by Beethoven. Cleveland Orchestra music director Franz Welsermost hears that creative fire in all of Beethoven's music.
Beethoven's music is really philosophy put into music.
Orchestra audiences will get not one, but 2 operas next year. Janáček's The Cunning Little Vixen will be back to open the season after earning rave reviews last year. And in the spring, Wagner's Tristan and Isolde will bring one of the world's most acclaimed Isoldes to Severance Hall, Swedish soprano Nina Stemma. Among the familiar favorites, there will be 2 world premieres. One of the orchestra's former composers-in-residence and Italian composer Salvatore Sciarrino are both writing new pieces for the orchestra. Welsermost says classical music is still relevant and that orchestras should seek out new music.
I believe deeply that we have to be in touch with our time.
The orchestra is doing something different in place of its neighborhood residencies. Over the last 4 years, the orchestra has performed in Gordon Square, Lakewood, Slavic Village, and Hough. Next year, the orchestra and its chorus and youth ensembles will travel and perform all over Northeast Ohio. The orchestra's season in Miami, Florida, will be announced in the coming weeks. I'm Phil De Oliveira, 89.7 WKSU.